fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday, the 19th day of October, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. And we do, I'm proud to say, always begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Should be done in every public and private school, every school day of the year. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today is to get yourself a Ringer washer. I like Maytag. All the Ringer washers are pretty good quality, actually. In fact, get 2 of the exact same model so you've got spare parts. You'll find that in a long-term crisis, most of your time is spent doing routine things. And within living memory, almost every family in America spent one day a week, one full day a week, doing nothing but laundry. That was the days before automatic washing machines. We are patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating Simply Clean Foods into your lifestyle, into your preps, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It's great to be here again with you today. And, you're talking about the Ringer washer. It does bring back some memories of the early 70s. My mom had one of the Ringer washers in the basement, and you know that old Maytag? I think that she had that thing for like 15, 16 years, not a problem whatsoever, never let her down, and it just tells you, the technology they have today with all the software and these machines, I mean, these things fail every 2 to 3 years. Isn't it interesting how, it is. When we make things here in the United States, they seem to last.
Well, there's a number of advantages to Ringer washers, and Maytag, I believe, was the highest quality. Regardless, there's no place to hook up hot and cold water. There simply isn't. You fill it up with water, either hot or cold, using a hose or a faucet. The older Maytag Ringer washers did not have a gas engine. Do you know how they had a gas engine? Chance, they didn't have an electric engine. They had a one-cylinder gasoline engine that had a foot pedal to start it. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but the first thing I think of is carbon monoxide, so they must have been doing laundry outside.
Well, in an open space, at least. Of course, we're talking a very small gas-powered engine, and obviously there was exhaust fumes from that that need to be ventilated from wherever the machine might be. My paternal grandmother had a wringer washer. My maternal grandmother had a washboard. She did her laundry by hand with a washboard. You can still find it in various antique shops. The old-fashioned irons that were about a five-pound piece of steel, typically heated on a gas burner to iron the clothes with. I recall talking to a friend, oh, it's been 40 years ago, about how her mother would use an iron on the sheets and towels and pillowcases. And we both wondered at the time, why would somebody do that? But it occurred to me later that when you use an iron on anything, it kills any little bugs that might be in there. So it would be a valid reason to use an iron on sheets that otherwise you wouldn't do that with, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's, it's a good thought. Yeah, that's true. You know, my dad collected irons and many other things when he was alive. And he did show me a pretty heavy iron. They used to put it also on the wood stove. They would get an ironing board, put it right next to the wood stove, and go back and forth and back and forth to keep that iron nice and warm. But yeah, that makes perfect sense to kill any bacteria or bed bugs or anything like that. It's brilliant.
Right. It was. Our grandparents did have some brilliant things that they did. And we may be going back to those times. I'm hearing more and more talk from high-level American officials about the use of nuclear weapons, which obviously means World War III. And people like my friend Steve Quayle saying we're already in World War III. It's not obvious or apparent to hardly anybody, is it?
No. And, you know, when you were saying the pledge, you accidentally said one nation underground. I think that's an interesting slip. I think that in the near future, at least the elite will be going underground, and some of those that have prepared that have underground shelters. You know, you don't want to focus on that. You know, there's enough fear right there in the world, but you also have to be prepared at the same time. And, John, that's where we come in. You know, I've been noticing your listeners, and God bless them, they have not really been ordering a lot of food. And listen, you got to just hear me out here, folks. We have to not just prepare for our families, but for extended families that are going to come knocking on your door, maybe someone in your community that has not prepared because they're wearing blinders and they're not paying attention. We need to help others in these times of need, right? And so bring in a little extra water, bring in some extra food, bring in some extra batteries and flashlights, because in reality, you're probably going to have to share, right, and do the right thing, you know. So I think that's important. Don't you agree, John?
I agree absolutely. Well, fear comes about when you realize you don't have what you need. For example, Chance, I don't fear having a flat tire with my Lincoln Town Car. Do you know why?
Know what?
I have a properly inflated spare tire ready to go. So I don't fear having a flat tire. Now, if I didn't have a properly inflated spare tire, I would fear having a flat tire because of the tremendous inconvenience. And out here, although I have AAA, there's many spots where the cell phones simply don't work. When you look at those maps where cell phones work and don't work, the Ozarks is a black hole, basically, most of the Ozarks.
Really?
That's changing incrementally, but there's still many places where even the police radios don't work, which is a whole separate system. We have the highest quality Motorola equipment that money can buy and the highest quality transmitters and transceivers, and towers and high spots. But the first responders, the police, firemen, paramedics, they all know where the dead spots are and how to deal with them effectively. But fear is something that's natural and normal that should help you do something to eliminate the fear, isn't? Don't you think?
That's true, but you can't get paralyzed by it. I guess that's the thing. I've had phone calls, I'm sure, in your consultation, sir. You've had people that were very fearful of things to come and would make rash decisions based upon that fear. That's not where we need to be. We need to think things out, plan things out, make notes, do what we need to do while you can do it, not at the last minute, not when, hell is breaking loose everywhere, right? We just need to prepare now. John, speaking of preparation, I do have a little prepper tip of my own. I don't think it's ever been discussed on our show.
Sure.
So this was out of necessity. With our new warehouse and new studio, I quickly realized that we needed a battery backup system for our internet, right? Because we do here more than just broadcast. We do a lot on the internet here, okay? So what we have is a high-speed cable that's a hardline modem coming into this building. Well, this cable will actually, it's like a telephone line. It will still be powered because it's powered like by a different source, even when the electricity goes down. So the modem itself, I have connected to a battery backup. It has its own battery backup that lasts about 28 hours when the power goes down, and then using a laptop computer that's also battery powered and has a battery backup, we can stay on the internet when everything else is down. And that could be very important during a time of need, right? So these are very affordable, guys. You can buy them everywhere under $100. It's just a wise investment, especially, John, like you, if you're doing business and the internet's required, and you've got some things you need to accomplish during the day for a short power outage, I think that is a must.
I agree. Well, these are called UPS, uninterrupted power source, and they are great. I've got several myself, and if you depend on a piece of equipment such as a computer to make a living, it's not optional, in my opinion, is it?
No, sir. And again, with the cable modem, it makes perfect sense. Well, John, let me tell you what's going on here in the beautiful state of Texas in our facility here just 50 miles north of Austin. We received another load in yesterday that was delivered right to the doorstep, and we've got all that product now processed. We do testing on everything that comes in. But we have that product all processed, and the good news is we have a few items that have been out of stock for a while, and I thought I'd let your audience know about that. Green beans. We've been out of green beans for about 6 months. We now have those back in stock. And pineapple chunks, let me tell you. If you like pineapple, this is like fruit candy. Very good for you. Contains elements that are very healthy for the body. Check it out. It's 12 servings per package, 12 servings. And that's available on our website for $21.95. So check out the pineapple. And if you like green beans, these are cut green beans. Non-GMO, amazing quality. You can eat them right out of the bag if you'd like for a snack.
Sounds great. Well, for the time being, Chance, you're probably unaware of this. My website's down, so we're going to give out your phone number for people to order product. My webmaster has been in the hospital for more than a week. He's being discharged today. But for about the first 8 days, he was in ICU unconscious on a respirator with a heart infection, nothing related to COVID or COVID clot shots. But he'll be released today, and we hope to get my website back up in a day or two. So what's that phone number if people want to order food?
Absolutely. You can call 737-400-2066. I'll repeat that if you guys want to write it down. 737-400-2066. And we're more than happy to spend the time with you, not just for food. If you have questions on how to prepare, you know, for the basic necessities, that's what we're here for. Give us a call, and we'll spend the time with you.
All right. Well, you talk to people all over the country. What kind of feedback are you getting? What are people concerned about?
You know, I guess it's the looming nuclear threat, I think, more than anything else. It's the chatter, right? That's what we talk about on the comms. It's the chatter. It's what people are worried about the most. And, you know, it's just one of these things. You have to kind of consume the information in bits, but at the same time, we just talked about this. You can't let that fear take over your life. You just need to do what you need to do for your family. But that is the chatter, is this looming nuclear threat. Folks always want to point the finger, but you know what? We need to look at our own house first, right? What's happening in D.C.? We need to, you know, communicate with those that represent you. Those are your congressmen. Those are your senators. You know, maybe you need to write a letter to the Biden administration. Like, you know, look, you know, we are your constituents. We need you to, you know, look out for the best interests of this country. And I don't think my opinion, it's just my opinion, I don't think that that's what this administration is doing right now.
I don't think so either. Well, we got open lines. If anybody wants to give us a call at 512-248-8252. We'll be getting a lot more details the third hour with Jeff Nyquist about what Russia's up to. It appears they're getting ready for a big push, coming, building up troops and aircraft and so forth in Belarus, and are going to be attacking south into Ukraine and probably going all the way to Kiev. What do you think, sir?
You know, I think that as long as NATO keeps, you know, poking the bear, as long as the U.S. keeps sending weapons over to Ukraine, I think that this is going to ramp up, right? I think that Mr. Putin, and I'm not saying he's a good guy, right? He's ex-KGB. I'm saying that Putin has clearly communicated the fact that, you know, NATO and the U.S. need to stay out of their business. This is their business. This is not our business. We have our problems here at home, right? We have, apparently in California, 127,000, that's one state, 127,000 people that are on the street, okay, homeless and on the street. Now, there are some cases where, you know, these are mental instabilities, but in many cases, these are folks that financially they just cannot get back on track. They don't have a safe place to stay. They are in fear of being attacked on a regular basis by other folks that are homeless. And we have a solution for that. So if I may just take the next couple minutes, John, I think we have a break soon to talk about that.
Well, let's do talk about that. Absolutely.
Okay. So we have been discussing on your show these wonderful shelters. This, guys, again, this is nonprofit. These shelters are amazing. They set up in 10 minutes. Hard floor, hard walled, hard ceilings, insulated with rock wool insulation. They already have lights in them, and they have outlets. So they're pre-wired, ready to go. The shelters alone will be shipped by container to our great state of Texas. Should be, they're on the water now. They should be here within, I don't know, 58, 59 days. We're going to set these up in our warehouse here so people can come and touch them, feel them, walk in them, and get a real feel for these. We also have complete shower enclosures optional that can go in these. Full shower, sink, and toilet. A kitchenette, 100% stainless steel, so this thing is going to last forever, like Maytag. And a sofa bed that has been treated.
Let's talk more about this after the break. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website's down, so if you want to get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, just give me a call. You want to get a Liberator rocket heater and stay warm and save money this winter, just give me a call. I'll take your order personally. Do it the old-fashioned way. We hope to get the website back up by the end of the week. This is Wednesday. My webmaster is returning home from the hospital today. It'll take him about a day or two to get back in the saddle. But in the meantime, I will personally take your order at the following telephone number, 314 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. And Chance, you got need about 2 minutes to wrap up your comments here, sir, on this particular topic.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, so the shelters are on the water. We are taking deposits on those now. Guys, because this is nonprofit, this is why these are so affordable. The shelters alone are only $49.98. Now, this is for a 160-square-foot shelter that is built very, very well and can withstand the elements. It's airtight, watertight, has bars on the windows, and a locking door, okay? If you want all of the goodies, the bathroom, shower enclosure, the sofa bed, and the kitchenette, that's $7,500 total, and that is delivered and set up to your location right on your property. We just require a level surface to put those on. So reach out to me, different number, 512-483-4178, 512-483-4178, or if you have questions, you can email those questions to Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, the symbol at fmgi.global, Chance at fmgi.global, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Hey, Chance, I want to commend you on your ingenuity in getting an inverter backup for your modem and your laptop. But I would caution you, do not believe for 1 second that you are going to get anywhere near 28 hours of operation, if that's what the manual says. This is like one of those deals where they'll say that a walkie-talkie has a range of a mile. But in practicality, when you try and use it, you're lucky you get 200 yards out of it. So, you know, and if you're talking about, like, off-the-shelf APC brand UPSs, which is, like, one of the most common brands and stuff like that, you've got an internal gel cell in there that's about, you know, 3 inches by 4 inches by 5 inches or something like that. There, it's a gel cell. It doesn't last that long. I would suggest you do your own personal off-grid test to stroll over to the socket, unplug the UPS, and see how long it lasts for you. One thing you can do is, I found it useful one time years ago, got a hold of a regular automotive wet cell 12-volt battery. You make sure it's that the battery in the device is 12 volts. And, you know, you could, I use a battery that's sort of about the size that would be in a motorcycle with a fairly large engine, you know, an electric start. So, you know, it's about 8 inches by 10 inches by 10 inches or something like that, and it's heavier. And you could get an alligator cord, you know, with two black and two red alligator clips, and then you could just clip those in parallel on the UPS. You could just pop the lid off the UPS. And then, you know, just you could clip the black to black and red to red on the battery that's in the UPS, and that would be in parallel, and then you will get some serious mileage out of it. I really wish I had Tom Berryhill online here at the moment to amen me on this. But by all means, test it for yourself, ask around some questions, but I would suggest that there's nowhere you're getting anywhere near 28 hours of service out of that.
Well, Glenn, I have a question for you. So when you're talking about the setup with the battery backup and the motorcycle battery, like a Goldwing battery or a big Harley battery,
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't have to be the size of a full car battery. Yeah,
Glenn, but my question to you, sir, is that power, is that clean power?
Sure, DC, sure, it's the DC. It's direct current from a battery. There's nothing cleaner than that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Nothing cleaner than battery power. So.
Okay, right. Glenn, thanks for the comments. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, I was going to say one question about the
Hold on after the break. Okay. Hold on. We'll be right there.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website's down. I'm getting emails from all over the place. My webmaster has been sick. He comes home from the hospital today. In the meantime, I'm taking orders the old-fashioned way. Yes, if you want an energy cleaner or a mattress pad or a Micro Plus throw, just give me a call. I will take your order manually. You want to save money and stay warm this coming winter. Winter is just about here, depending on where you are. Liberator rocket heaters, I'm taking orders manually on those as well. Just give me a call. Here's that telephone number, twice slowly. 800, disregard. Old our habits are hard to break, aren't they? 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. And visiting with Chance with Simply Clean Foods, his phone number, since my website's down, is 737-400-2066 to order some excellent, high-quality freeze-dried food at a great price. And Glenn, you got a question about these shelters. Go ahead, sir.
Actually, I wanted to back up a minute to the Chance's data line situation. Chance, do you know the data line you're using? I mean, do you know if it's coming into your facility on copper or on fiber?
Copper.
It's coming in on copper. Okay, like so traditionally, you know, data will be passed over a copper line through, you know, a normal phone line, which you're limited to like the 56K modems, or you might have a digital subscriber line, which has a modem, or a T1 or T3 lines, which are historically used for business and much more expensive, but very effective. So, but and like around my area, we have Verizon stuff comes into the house a lot of times on the fiber, even for regular phone line. It's not on copper anymore, and you have to have, you know, the translator for that, the modem for that, you know, powered by 110, you know, to make sure that was. But if it's coming in on copper and it works, even when the power is down, that's great. And that sounds like you're talking about a T1 or T3 line, actually. If you know.
You know, Glenn, I can tell you, I do specialize in nutrition. I have a very good understanding of that. But when it comes to some of this technology, you know, I gotta admit, I'm kind of clueless. But here's what I do know. I know that it's a coaxial cable that's coming in. And it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. All right, coax, I see.
It's a coaxial cable that's coming in, and it is considered high-speed internet. It's not, you know, it's not the, in a city they have the, what did you call it, with the light? They're much faster in the city, but we're out in the country, sir, and we haven't gotten there yet.
Right. Well, it's coming. People, it's funny, they kind of don't tell people how it really works. Like around here, we have Comcast cable, and your signal comes in on a coax cable. At Verizon, it comes into your house on a fiber, you know, on a fiber line, but then that goes into this modem device. But the people don't realize that the cable companies, when it's coming in by cable, they're also using fiber. It's just that they translate it out at the pole. And then what can happen in the event of a power outage, you have to make sure it's really going to work during a power outage, which is the way the phone company signals worked from the frame years ago. But sometimes when Comcast drives around here and in a bad power outage, they start putting little tiny generators up on the poles. They strap these generators to the poles to power their translators that translate from fiber to copper out at the pole. So, and if they don't put the generators up, then that line doesn't work. But once they power the boxes, then they work. So all this stuff can apply. But just suggest you do your own grid down test, unplug it from the wall, and see how much time you get out of it.
We have, well, you know? Glenn, we did have a power outage a couple weeks ago. It was short. It was only a few hours because they were working on the lines. And sure enough, our internet with this backup battery system worked just fine. I mean, not even an interruption in power. So, it worked out awesome. Now, I haven't, to wrap this up, I haven't extended this out 20, 25 hours, but I should maybe do that in the future. And I appreciate your call, Glenn. Thank you.
Run her till she drops and see how much you get. The shelters, I think John asked this, are we talking about converted shipping containers, or is this like a custom thing, you know?
No, sir. I need you to kind of envision something in your mind real quick. So like a scissor jack, these come folded, and we lift them up in the air with a forklift. You can use a skid steer, bobcat, whatever. But we lift those up in the air. We lock them into place, put a series of bolts in to lock them into place, and now they become a hard shelter. Okay, so they are not a container that's been converted. What's nice about these shelters is, say, you know, you don't like your view. Well, you can collapse this thing, take it down, move it to 20 feet down the road, and change your view. That's how great these are. Now, think from, you know, a city like Fort Myers, Florida. You know, in an emergency, these shelters can be set up when needed. When the emergency is over, the evacuation has ended, they can go back to their homes. The city council or the mayor or the governors, whatever, can take these back down, put them back into storage. They stack very nicely and neatly. As a matter of fact, six of these will fit into a 40-foot high cube sea container, a Connex.
Wow, that sounds really amazing. Very good. Yeah, I guess you just have to make sure they're clean and dry when you shut them down so they don't get mildewed, right? You know, so that sounds great.
Absolutely. They're airtight. They are airtight, watertight, right? So once you're inside, you know, they advise that you actually crack a window. I mean, it's a very good seal inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, thank you much, sir. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
So, well, Chance, on these shelters, is there a suggested retail price on these?
Yes, sir. So, again, this is nonprofit. We're actually passing on the cost of the shelters. Hopefully, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the solution and want to make a donation, it's 100% tax deductible. This allows us to get the equipment needed to, number one, transport these, set these up into place, and maybe we, you know, our business plan is to maybe donate some of these shelters to those that are in need. For example, maybe a mom, a mother that's on the street with a child. She just can't afford the $7,500. We can maybe just donate one of these to her and get her safe and off the street.
All right. So the price again is how much?
It's $5,000 for the shelter, $49.98, or $7,500 everything included, the bathroom, the sofa, the kitchenette, everything, $7,500 delivered to your home and set up.
That's incredible. I mean, that's at your website, is there photographs of these available now for people to look at?
Right. So we're working on the website right now. It's going to be fmgi.org. I've got a gal working on the website. It takes a little bit of time. This is all still pretty fresh. Once that website's up, I'll let you guys know, and John, I'll text you as well. Let you guys know. But for now, yes, we can send you images and even a video of the shelter being set up so you can see how quick that's 10 minutes to set it up. And all you need to do is to email us at chance@fmgi.global. Again, chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, the symbol at fmgi.global, and I'll send you over all the information you need. By the way, you do not have to pay for this all at once. You can make a small deposit of 25% that will hold one of these shelters for you until you're ready to go ahead and have that put on your property.
Pretty amazing. This is going to be a big seller, I can tell. And it's quite a service to make these available to the public. Go ahead, Chance, if you would, when the show's over, forward all that to me by email, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. John, go ahead. Whatever email you'd like me to send that to, would you put that in chat?
Yeah, I'll do that. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Okay. Well, considering, you know, and these are available for our immediate delivery, there's no time delay.
Well, they're on the water. They'll be here in approximately 58 days into our Texas warehouse. So the moment that they arrive, yes, we'll be able to get those right out and delivered on site. We'll be using a third party. If you're, you know, we're in Texas, and let's say you're over there in Connecticut, I'll use a builder over there in Connecticut to have those installed for you.
Fantastic. Well, now, did you cover how is there a built-in way to keep these warm, or are you on your own for that?
So they do have they call it rock wool insulation in between two layers of sheet metal. So they do stay fairly warm. It'd be a perfect shelter for someone that lives in, you know, the Sun Belt or maybe, you know, Arizona, Texas. But if what's great is these are already wired for electricity. So a small ceramic style heater, right? Those are less than, I think they're around 750 watts to 1500 watts.
Right.
But actually probably just heat you right out of the thing, right? So it doesn't take much because it's only 160 square feet. It is insulated. A small heater would keep you nice and toasty warm.
Well, this could be literally a lifesaver for many people that are looking for inexpensive, good, high quality shelter, just a place to stay out of the rain, out of the cold, get a great night's sleep, and prepare a meal while they're building their main cabin or even living in full time. Well, it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing the photos and the video. This is really groundbreaking. I was helping a fellow sell these dome homes that bolt together, they're quite a bit more expensive by a magnitude of about 3 to 4 times as expensive, and really tough and you know, easily usable. But this is, as far as economics, is far more desirable. It's a game changer. It really is.
Well, John, if I can say this, Elon Musk came out with something called the Boxable. The price on the Boxable is $50,000. Like, that's a tiny home, right? $50,000. Guys, you could buy two of these, set them side by side, right, for $1,500 or less than that, actually. It's insane. But so you see, the reason why some of these enclosures are so expensive is because, you know, along the road there's a middleman, then there's a distributor, a retailer, and everyone marks these things up. We're nonprofit. We're not. There is no middleman. We're buying them directly from the manufacturers. Matter of fact, they were engineered in Germany with this sealing gasket that this guy invented. That's why they're airtight. And we're buying them directly from the manufacturer, so there's nothing there. This isn't about profit. It will never be about profit. This is about helping people get safe. This is about maybe solving a small little 1% of the homeless situation across our country. You know, they can be used in so many different ways. I've got a lady who wants to just put it in her backyard, right, for storage, because you can't even buy a storage building, you know, for that price, that size, right? So there's so many different uses. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to call us at 512-483-4178. Or if you'd like to see the actual enclosure with the shelter, with the bathrooms, everything, I'll send you an email that's got all that information as well as a short video.
All right. Well, this is something that's been in the works for quite a while to get to this point, isn't it?
Well, I you know, here's the thing. It was put in my lap, brother. You know, everyone, I think, listening, including you, John, knows that I am a believer. I am a warrior for Christ, and I pray to the Lord that he give us something that's going to affect positive change in this world. Enough of the negativity, enough of, you know, being sitting down while, you know, everything is happening around us. Let's just be a part of the solution. Let's get people safe. Let's get people off the street. Let's prepare for an eventuality. Having this shelter on hand could absolutely save your life in case of a disaster. Hey, it could be a flood in your home. It could be anything, right? Having this shelter in place could absolutely save your life, and we're just more than happy to, you know, help you guys along with that process.
All right. Well, I hope people will pay heed. I hope they will do the right thing to make sure they have what they need for these hard times ahead. Having a stock of freeze-dried food could serve many purposes. Unexpected guests that show up, maybe you find yourself between jobs for a month or two. These things happen. Maybe you're snowed in for a week, and that happens especially up farther north. You get a couple of feet of snow. You can't go anywhere for a week. There's lots of reasons to have the freeze-dried food on hand, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, here's the thing. During COVID, you know, where they had folks sheltering in place, we had a lot of your listeners, John, especially in 2021, they were bringing in our food delivered to their door because they did not want to take the risk of going outside. You know, you can understand that, right? They were fearful. And so now this food can be eaten every single day, and it's actually coming into parity because of inflation. Our food, which you never have to throw away, right? You can take out what you want, put the rest of it back in the pantry for up to 6 months, has a 20-year shelf life, right? And so it's clean, it's full of minerals, it's full of vitamins, it's not dead food like much of the food in your produce aisle of the local grocery store. And your listeners, we haven't said this yet, we want to say it every show, your listeners actually get guaranteed free shipping right to your door, and they get a nice discount, even on the big, highly discounted grand assortment pack. Guys, you get almost, I think it's $150 off using the code LibertyMan, LibertyMan, no spaces, all lowercase. Use that code, you'll save $150, I think a little bit more, on the grand assortment. They're packed, they're ready to go with free shipping.
All right, we got a call here, and we got a break coming up. Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Hi, Chance. I was thinking about where you could really use those is in Florida where the hurricane hit. I remember one story I just read about one veteran who actually lived on a sailboat. I can't imagine. But he saw two men drowning from on top of a roof or somewhere out there, and he rescued them, but he lost his boat at this wash ashore and crashed. And so now he's back to being a homeless veteran again. But I just wanted to say that that sounds like a perfect place for what happened down there.
You bet. You bet. That's the whole idea, Pat.
Okay, Pat, mayor. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me done. And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back. We are back. Chance, we got our last caller here. We got Kenny in Texas. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just real quick comment here. Chance, I really admire your feelings towards all this, but I want to say this. Everybody talks about California. Let's talk about San Antonio, Austin, Waco, Temple, Dallas, the homeless problem there, but Houston. Let's talk about all over the United States here. This is an issue. This is a people don't see it, but this is a calamity. I can't find the word for it. I mean, I drive a truck for a living, and I see this everywhere, living under every bridge you go under. They're living in the bushes, in the woods. They're everywhere. This is a terrible thing, and I admire your heart for that. And I just want to draw attention that I think you said 120,000 in California. I was out there last summer working, hauling Teslas out there, and every block had campers lined up around it with homeless people living in these campers and tents in the alleys, and it was a mess. But it's a mess everywhere. Everywhere I go, and I'm just going to kind of leave it at that, but I admire you and I appreciate your thoughts and your heart into this.
Well, Kenny, I really appreciate the nice words, and you're right. I've been to Houston recently, right in our own backyard. I see you're from Texas, too. Right here in our own backyard, it's a major, major problem. And the issue is, you know, the powers that be are not doing what they need to do to fix the problem. And so let's, Kenny, it's you and I and any other concerned citizens. Let's do what we can to get some of these folks off the street and to get them safe.
Yeah, and one more little comment. We're all just a paycheck and a few months of savings from being right there with them.
Yes, sir. I'll get on, sir. One bad decision. You're right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Well, where's this hour gone, Chance?
Every week, brother. Every week.
Well, once again, my website's down for a day or two. I hope to get it back up by Friday at the latest. But in the meantime, if you want to get the highest quality freeze-dried food, all of which is non-GMO, much of which is organic, just give Chance a call at 737-400-2066. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the details on these shelters. This is phenomenal. It really is phenomenal.
You'll get that this morning, sir. And listen, folks, when you order from Simply Clean Foods, you are supporting John's efforts, okay? So please go to the website, thelibertyman.com, click on that link. That tells us where the order comes from. Put in the code LibertyMan. You're helping Simply Clean Foods, but you're also helping our Veterans Outreach Program and helping John stay on the air. So we appreciate your efforts in advance. Thank you.
All right. All right. We got a break. Thank you, Chance. We got a break. We'll be back with Professor James McCannon. Stay tuned.
Thank you, brother.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today. Because